Welcome back. In this advanced lesson, we're getting into VIP-based redesign methods for clean mixes in Ableton Live, with a proper drum and bass mindset. So this is not just about making the bass dirtier, louder, wider, or more insane for the sake of it. The real goal is to keep the groove, upgrade the tone, improve separation, retain sub-consistency, and make the VIP feel intentional. That's the key word here, intentional. In drum and bass, especially rolling and jungle-informed styles, your bass often carries a huge amount of the drop's identity. But the second you redesign it without control, the whole mix starts folding in on itself. The low mids get foggy, the snare loses authority, the kick feels smaller, and suddenly what sounded massive in solo sounds weak in the actual tune. So in this lesson, we're building a VIP that hits harder while actually mixing cleaner. We're going to use a three-layer structure, sub, body, and top. We'll also cover group processing, resampling, arrangement variation, automation, sidechain strategy, and how to judge the redesign in context with drums, not just in solo. Mostly stock Ableton tools, very practical workflow, very usable. By the end, you should have a much stronger method for taking an existing bass phrase and evolving it into a true VIP version that still sounds like the same track, just more dangerous, more refined, and more mix-ready. Let's start with choosing the right bass to redesign. Not every bassline needs a VIP. And honestly, not every bassline deserves one. The best candidates usually already have a strong rhythmic pattern, recognizable note movement, and some identity worth preserving. In DNB, that's often a 2-bar or 4-bar rolling phrase. Maybe it's a Reese, maybe an FM growl, maybe a Wobble-Reese hybrid. The important thing is that the musical roll already works, but the tone or clarity could be improved. Before doing anything, ask yourself a few producer-level questions. Is the issue really sound design, or is it arrangement? Does the bass need more aggression, or does it just need less conflict with the drums? Can you keep the same MIDI and redesign only the processing? That last one is big. A lot of the cleanest VIPs come from keeping the MIDI groove almost unchanged and changing the tone, articulation, and phrase endings instead. That's how you preserve identity. Now once you've picked the bass, duplicate it and split it into three functional layers. Create bass sub, bass body, and bass TVOP, and group them into something like bass VIP group. This is one of those moves that instantly puts you in a more professional workflow. Instead of asking one patch to do absolutely everything, you give each layer a job. That means cleaner decisions, easier automation, easier fixing, and much better mix translation. Let's build the sub first, because the sub should be boring in the best possible way. For the sub layer, operator is perfect. Analog also works, but operator is fast and reliable. Start with a sine wave on oscillator A, one voice, and either no glide or just a very short glide if the phrase really needs it. Keep the envelope simple. Fast attack, sustained body, and a short to medium release depending on the groove. Then drop utility after it. Turn bass mono on, set width to 0%, and gain stage it properly. On EQ 8, maybe add a gentle low cut around 25 to 30 Hz if needed. If there's any weird resonant junk, notch it lightly, but do not hype upper harmonics just because you can. The sub's job is to anchor the track, not to show off. If the original bass had bends or lots of movement, be careful. Sometimes the best move is to simplify the sub notes, even if the mid bass keeps doing something more animated. In heavy DNB, the sub often works best as the stable thing while the mids provide the expression. As a useful range reference, a live rolling DNB sub sit around E1 to G1. You can go lower, sure, but lower notes get harder to manage cleanly and consistently. Huge is fun until the limiter starts sweating. Now move to the body layer. This is where the VIP still sounds like the original tune. Duplicate the original bass source and strip away the extremes. On EQ 8, start with a high pass somewhere around 70 to 100 Hz, then a low pass around 1.5 to 4 kHz, depending on how much you want the top layer to handle later. Use steeper slopes if you want really clear separation. The body layer should carry the note identity, the growl, the rolling energy, and that low mid weight that gives the bass physical presence. If you're using wave-eatable, go for harmonically rich oscillators, a touch of detune, maybe slow wave-eatable position modulation, and some filter movement. If you're an operator, moderate FM from B into A works great, especially if you automate fine or coarse parameters for phrase variation. If your source is audio, try warping in Complex Pro or Repitch, then resample chunks and retrigger them in Simpler. And here's a very important teacher note. If the phrase already feels uneven, fix the source before adding more devices. Adjust note length. Adjust velocity. Edit clip gain on resampled audio. Tiny Source edits often beat 3 more plugins and a prayer. Now let's redesign the body into a VIP tone. A strong stock chain here is EQ8, saturator, amp, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. Start with EQ8 before distortion. This is one of the most important habits in the entire lesson. Shape before you excite. Remove the junk first so the distortion focuses on useful material. High pass around 80 Hz. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350 Hz. If it's nasal or honky, tame 500 to 800. If you need a bit more articulation, try a slight push around 1 to 1.5 kHz. Then use saturator for controlled harmonic build. Analog clip or soft sign are strong starting points. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and level match the output. Really level match it. That matters. This audio version is shortened for playback.